皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here. Little house on the Ibaraki prairie
And where is that?
Natsuko-san, come on, Ibaraki.
Oh my god, someone out there in Ibaraki will get mad about that. There aren't no prairies.
Natsuko-san, have you been to Ibaraki?
Yes.
You just haven't seen the prairies. But anyway, well, first things first, Natsuko-san.
Okay.
Do you know where this title comes from?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it come from?
It's from the novel, the famous novel.
Not the TV show?
Oh, TV show. Right.
Was there a novel?
Yes, it's based on a novel.
Now, Natsuko-san, when I came to Japan,
mm-hmm.
I remember I was here and I didn't have cable TV, so I only had the basic standard channels you get with any connection.
Oh, yes.
So I just had the standard channels
mm-hmm.
on the Japanese TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one night, I was up late, I couldn't really sleep and I was studying, and I remember flipping through the channels and coming across Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yes, that was very popular in Japan too.
I know, it was shocking.
Really?
Yeah, now we'll put a link up for our younger listeners.
Younger listeners,
our
yes.
younger listeners about this show, but I was quite shocked to see it here.
Oh, really?
What is the name in Japanese?
大草原の小さな家.
One more time?
大草原の小さな家.
Okay, and yeah, so it was quite popular here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today's conversation is...kind of not really related to it. And as a matter of fact, I'm not even happy about this conversation as my Japanese、yes. home prefecture kind of takes a couple of shots here.
Oh.
So I'm not happy at all. But anyway, please listen to this conversation. When you're done, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There we have the PDF. Inside the PDF, we have so much material to really kind of reinforce what you hear in the lesson. Inside the PDF, we have all the different ways of writing it. We have the kana version,We have the kanji version, the romaji, we have vocab, and of course the grammar point.
Yes.
Which is really useful.
In other words, we have everything there.
Exactly. Now, in the Learning Center, we have questions, we have so many things to bring everything together. Listen to the podcast, stop by, then practice what you learn. This will really help reinforce what you're listening to while you're out and about. All right? With that long intro, let's get into today's lesson, Little House on the Ibaraki Prairie.
田中さん、久しぶり。
ああ、久しぶり。元気？
うん、元気よ。実は私、先週引っ越したの。
そうですか。新しい家はどう？
駅から近くて便利よ。そしてとても静かなの。それに、家賃も安いのよ。
それは素晴らしい。私の家は駅から遠くて不便です。そしてうるさいです。それに、家賃も高いです。私も引っ越したい。
でも、私の新しい家は茨城県よ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
田中さん、久しぶり。
ああ、久しぶり。元気？
うん、元気よ。実は私、先週、引っ越したの。
そうですか。新しい家はどう？
駅から近くて便利よ。そしてとても静かなの。それに家賃も安いのよ。
それは素晴らしい。私の家は駅は遠くて不便です。そしてうるさいです。それに家賃も高いです。私も引っ越したい。
でも私の新しい家は茨城県よ。
次は英語が入ります。
田中さん久しぶり。
Mr. Tanaka, long time no see.
Ah, 久しぶり。元気?
Oh, yeah, long time no see. How are you?
うん、元気よ。実は私、先週引っ越したの。
Good. Actually, last week I moved.
そうですか。新しい家はどう?
Oh, how's your new house?
駅から近くて便利よ。そしてとても静かなの。それに、家賃も安いのよ。
It's near the station, so it's convenient, and it's quiet. What's more, the rent is cheap.
それは素晴らしい。私の家は駅から遠くて不便です。そしてうるさいです。それに家賃も高いです。私も引っ越したい。
That's wonderful. My house is far from the station, so it's inconvenient. And it's noisy. What's more, the rent is high. I want to move too.
でも、私の新しい家は茨城県よ。
But my new house is in 茨城 prefecture.
夏子さん。どう思いましたか?
茨城県に住むのもいいかもしれないですね。
What was that? Can you just tell me? I'm not sure. 耳を疑う。I'm kind of doubting what I'm hearing. I can't believe my ears. Can you just tell everybody what you said in English?
Maybe it's not so bad to live in 茨城 prefecture.
It's very nice. Yes, and I didn't like the intonation either. I'm not liking anything about today's lesson. The dialogue.
Oh boy.
Your intonation.
Who wrote this?
Well, I can tell you for sure. There's going to be problems with whoever wrote this.
Uh-oh.
I have a feeling, and I know who did it. And I'm not going to name any names, but it's our sensei.
Now I know. Uh-oh.
All right. Anyway, let's just move on to the vocab. Natsuko-san, お願いします。
Hikkoshi.
Moving, changing residence.
引っ越し、引っ越し。
Can we have a sample sentence, please?
昨日、兄の引っ越しを手伝いました。
And Natsuko-san, can we have the translation?
Yesterday, I helped my brother move.
I like the lesson like this. Keep going. Next we have... You're the workhorse for today. Next we have...
便利。
Convenient. Handy. Useful.
便利。り、便利。
Now, can we work on the pronunciation a bit? Because my wife always laughs at me because I say 便利. Yeah, well, okay, you get the point because Natsuko's laughing too.
Yes.
Let's just work on this pronunciation a bit because that N to the B is a little bit of a difficult transition.
Maybe.
お願いします。
便利。
便利。
Yes. And kind of separate that too.
Yeah, and I'm cheating a bit here. I'm actually leaning more towards the L sound, benli, and it kind of helps me with that transition a bit.
Yes.
As opposed to trying to contort my mouth into that r. Yeah. Okay, so maybe that might help you get that pronunciation.
It works.
Okay, now this is a na adjective.
Benli na.
So when this comes before a noun, we have to put the na in between
benli
and the noun. Such as?
これはとても便利な本です。
This is a very useful book.
Japanese Pod 101はとても便利なサイトです。
JapanesePod101.com is a very useful site. Now the opposite of this is?
不便
Inconvenient.
不便不便
Sample sentence, please.
駅から遠いのでとても不便です。
It's far from the station, so it's inconvenient. Okay, next we have.
家賃
Rent.
家賃家賃
Now, Natsuko-san, in Tokyo, what do you think about the rent?
Very high.
Okay, and how can we say that in Japanese?
とても高い
How about your rent, Natsuko-san?
とても高い
Yeah, I had just a two-bedroom place, and it was about 1,200 US dollars.
And that's not too bad in Tokyo.
Yeah, not even in downtown part. So yeah, rent gets expensive here very fast. Closer to the station, the more it gets.
Yes.
Okay, next we have?
静か
Quiet.
静か静か
Sample sentence, please.
この町はとても静かです。
This town is very quiet.
wherever that is. Not here.
It seems like you've never been to it. Shizukana machi. Now, you see what I just did there? This is a na adjective. Shizuka, na. Mm-hmm. So when it's placed in front of a noun, we have to put na in between shizuka and the noun.
Yes.
Shizuka na.
Machi.
Okay, let's take a quick look at today's conversation. Natsuko-san, run it down for me.
Tanaka-san, hisashiburi.
Couple things we can tell right off the bat from this statement. What kind of relationship do these two people have?
They might be friends.
Oh, yeah. We have Tanaka-san followed by hisashiburi. So no O, no prefix O, no desu at the end. Very informal.
Mm-hmm.
Very casual.
Casual.
Then we have...
Ah, hisashiburi. Genki?
And yes, this next statement proves that they're very good friends because same right back at him, same answer. Hisashiburi. Very informal. And then...
Genki?
Which is very informal way to greet somebody.
Mm-hmm. Very intimate.
Yep. Next we have?
うん、元気よ。
Followed by?
実は私、先週、引っ越したの。
Actually, last week, I moved. When you're greeting someone, 元気、how are you? This is included in just not your physical appearance, like kind of what's new.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the first initial response is 元気、like I'm well, mm-hmm. but yeah, I also moved.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, how's your state?
Yeah, exactly. Then we have?
そう、新しい家はどう?
Really? Now, next we have 新しい家はどう? New place, how?
Mm-hmm.
Literally, but how's the new place?
Yes.
Is what we translate it as.
Mm-hmm. That's the new house.
How's the new house? This is followed by?
駅から近くて便利.
It's convenient because it's close to the station.
そして静かよ.
And it's quiet.
それに家賃は安い.
In addition, the rent's cheap.
それは素晴らしい.
That's great.
僕の家は駅は遠くて不便なんだ。
My house is far from the station and it's inconvenient.
そしてうるさい。
And it's loud.
それに家賃も高い。
In addition, it's expensive. Now let's just stop here a second. In the previous sentence and in this sentence, notice how we build up. First we have one statement describing something. Then we want to add to that. So what do we use?
そして。
Then we want to add even more information to that.
それに。
Okay, these combinations make your Japanese sound so much more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than simple sentence, simple sentence, simple sentence, you have a simple sentence followed by
そして
Then you're adding more information followed by
それに
Okay, そして is a word that you should use frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. It's a great connector.
Yes.
Makes you sound much more sophisticated. And それに is really good too.
Yes.
But それに is kind of like when you're adding even more information.
Yes, but you don't necessarily stick to this order. You can use it in the other way around. それに first and then そして. That's pretty acceptable too.
That's cool. What would we do without you? You are some teacher.
Hi, hi.
All right, then we have?
僕も引っ越したい.
Okay, today's grammar point. I also want to move. Today we're going to go over the auxiliary adjective tai. Talk about that in a minute in the grammar point. Let's finish off this conversation.
でも、私の新しい家は茨城県よ。
But my new house, it's in Ibaraki. Let's look at this sentence structure. One more time, Natsuko-san.
でも、私の新しい家は
Stop right there. But my new house
は
Topic marking particle は
茨城県よ。
Ibaraki prefecture is. So it's like My house, my new house is Ibaraki Prefecture, literally.
The entire prefecture?
Yeah, I know. But Natsuko-san, what's inferred here?
Ni aru.
Yes. Very important. Extremely important because literally, if you're looking at it, it's like my house is Ibaraki Prefecture. But mm-hmm. that's not what it's meant here. Ni aru. It's in Ibaraki Prefecture.
Yes.
Okay. Now, with that said, let's take a look at the auxiliary adjective tai, expressed when you want to do something, talking about actions. Natsuko-san, what do we attach this to?
To a must stem of a verb.
Okay, so what is the dictionary form of the verb to move, which we had in today's conversation?
Hikkosu.
Hikkosu.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the must form?
Hikkoshimasu.
Okay, now we drop that must at the end. Masu, take that off. We're left with?
Hikkoshi.
We attach to that tai?
Hikkoshitai.
I want to move. Okay, more about this inside the PDF. Stop by, check out the PDF. Inside, again, a detailed grammar point write-up. in the Learning Center. Lots of quizzes and things to bring it all together. If you stop by, be sure to leave us a post. That's going to do it for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。